So when she says to Ed Henry, you mean like with like a cloth, Ed? And then we find out that they used a very sophisticated program that you put together. You're the founder. You're the lead developer. It's a lot more sophisticated than a cloth, isn't it? And she knew better.
Yeah, it's amazing to find out that BleachBit was, in fact, the cloth that she's talking about. It certainly is a sophisticated device. Of course, a cloth can only wipe fingerprints, but BleachBit can wipe that information. So as Trey Gowdy said, not even God can read it.
Yeah, so in other words, it really works. Your technology, in other words, for example, if I delete on my computer right now a bunch of emails, if I delete a bunch of whatever, it's still on my computer. It would be recoverable by a computer forensic expert, by the FBI, for example. They'd be able to find every single thing I did on my computer if I just deleted it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way, you're right, doesn't permanently delete information. In the case of email, things are a lot more complicated, and that's why Hillary took a two-pronged approach, right? Her aide smashed her mobile devices with a hammer because there's a copy of the emails on the mobile device, and then the IT guy from Platte River Networks ran BleachBit on the server, and that deletes another copy of the emails that were on the server end.
So this was a, would BleachBit or the use of BleachBit, if you found out I was under investigation by the FBI, and let's say I called you, you're the founder, you're the lead developer of BleachBit, I call you and I say, Andrew, it's Sean Hannity, the FBI wants to look at my computer, what do you think I ought to do? And you tell me to use BleachBit. And you say, if you really want to hide stuff, you want to erase stuff, BleachBit works. You tell me that, right? And you're confident in your product.
BleachBit can, definitely delete information so that people can't hide it.